Up, Hunter, I left my studio alone for literally 5 seconds and made the mistake of leaving a whole lot of politicians in here. And I came back to find that New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet was interviewing the Deputy Premier and Dave Lozelle for the New South Wales Nationals. They all join me in the studio now that we've put the desk back the right way. Gentlemen, how are we?
Good morning, Jess. Great to be back.
Morning, Jess.
So certainly plenty going on this week. I think I've counted this morning there are 8 candidates at the moment for the by-election race. So it's certainly a lot of choice for locals.
Yeah, I think the great thing about our system in Australia is that democracy, it works. You don't have to be a billionaire to run in an election. It's not like in the US. And the reality here is, you know, an independent or a party member or anyone left field can actually win in an election. And by-elections, you know, they're the protest elections normally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's about 8. I expect there'll be over 10 or 11 or 12 even. You know, One Nation will announce something shortly. And a couple other independents who I've spoken with are keen on running as well. So, look, who knows? Could be half a dozen by the time we get to election day.
Yeah. So, obviously, if it's not Dave, the government is going to have to work with whoever it is to get things through Parliament across the line. Is that going to be an easy feat?
Well, look, we'll always work with independents and the like for the government's agenda in the Parliament. But I think that our message in relation to this by-election is it is in unusual circumstances.
Yeah.
And you know, we need the support of the people in the Upper Hunter to continue the good work that the New South Wales government has done. And you know, we've still got a long way to go in this pandemic. I believe that compared to any other state in the country or globally, we've handled this pandemic incredibly well, balanced the health needs versus the economic needs, and in the main got the balance right. We haven't always got it right, but I think where we've landed has been pretty positive. If I look at, particularly in the Upper Hunter, you look at the businesses in July last year who were on the JobKeeper program, it was around 5,000. And that's down about 1,000 in the January figures before JobKeeper finished. That's around a 70% decrease. And that's what's very pleasing about those numbers is it's much better than the rest of the state. But there's a long way to go. And I think what's most important for the people of New South Wales and particularly the people of the Upper Hunter right now is that we have a strong and stable government. And the best way of doing that is by supporting the Nationals and David Lozelle at the by-election.
You mentioned the pandemic. The Hunter Business Chamber came out this morning in their latest stats for business confidence. They're saying that it has slumped in the quarter that we're in now. Obviously, with JobKeeper coming to an end, that would be a contributing factor there.
Definitely. And look, if I look at where we were sometime last year, looking down the barrel at a 15% unemployment rate statewide, that has not occurred. That's led to, I believe, increased consumer and business confidence. But you're right, Jess, the JobKeeper program finishing provides challenges for all businesses and people right across the state. We've said from the outset, and as Treasurer of New South Wales, been completely focused on keeping as many businesses in business and as many people in work during this period of time. JobKeeper can't last forever. And it's been a really important program that's allowed businesses to keep operating who are struggling.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, ultimately, this is money that needs to be paid back. And we all have an obligation as a people to make sure that future generations are better off than we are, and we can't saddle them with future debt. So I think we've been able to open up so many restrictions. I mean, just think July last year, the pubs were closed, the cafes were closed. But the way that the community has worked with the government, we've been able to open up as much of the state as possible, and that's really driving economic growth. So I've been really focused on making sure when that JobKeeper program finished in March, we will transition as many people from that program to paid wages. And we won't really get an insight until probably closer to June in relation to what those numbers are. Look, it's been a difficult last 12 months, but to be in the position we're in today in New South Wales, I think is incredibly pleasing and much better than where I thought it would be.
Yeah, definitely. Dave, obviously there are so many local issues to be talking about. Labor, I know, are in Singleton this morning talking about the bypass, but the Police Association of New South Wales have brought up the Singleton Police Station, which was definitely an issue at the last state and federal elections. We know that Singleton Police Station needs an upgrade. Something needs to change there. Apparently there are 16 females working there and there's one female toilet. That's just one issue with the police station there. Have you been spoken to about this one?
Yeah, Jess, this is probably core to my campaign in terms of making sure that we get the right services in our towns And that all comes from a strong economy that we've got, so that the Treasurer has just mentioned. So this is an issue that's been raised, and I've discussed it with the Council. And then on the back of that, I've talked to the Deputy Premier here, and he's going to go away and have a look at what he can do to fix that problem. But that is a problem that we need to get over and we need to fix for the people of Singleton.
Yeah, particularly, John, it is such a big area that police station needs to cover. So something needs to happen there. It's needed to happen for a long time.
Look, absolutely. And it's been an issue that's been raised directly with me. And it's something that I've been in touch with David Elliott, the police minister. We'll have a look at it.
Yeah.
It's not just about the bricks and mortar. This is also about what is the service. You know, they want a 24/7 police station. They want an upgrade. And to your point, I mean, if the facilities aren't fit for purpose, we've got our men and women in blue that are, working in poor conditions. We've got to do something about that. So, look, happy to respond during the election campaign on that. I think it's appropriate, and I'll come back to you as soon as I get some info.
Yeah, fantastic. So what's on the agenda for today, gentlemen?
Oh, look, we're just out and about. This is a grassroots campaign.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are trying to picture this as by-elections, as referendums on issues, etc. Last night we had Polly's in the pub here at Musselbrook. We just get, have a chance to meet real people, the voters, the punters, I call them, and something that I'm proud that as Nats we do very, very well. We just stay grassroots.
But I'm excited about the cheese factory we're going to.
Oh, well, the cheese factory. I mean, why wouldn't we be going to the cheese factory today?
Best in New South Wales.
Well, the great. Best in New South Wales.
Best that's in the country.
Best
come
in
on.
The country.
There we go. Dave Lazell, well, he's all over it. They normally say, keep me away from the cheesemakers. I love it. I can't stop when I start. So they'll probably have a good day of sales today.
Yes, definitely. Well, it's great to have you up here. I personally think the more we can have you guys here, the better for your campaign, David, so far as all the other candidates as well. So thank you for dropping by the studio.
Thanks, Jess.
No worries, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jess.